More than 1,500 flights were canceled today thanks to the unfriendly skies over the eastern seaboard. Southwest Airlines runs flights out of three airports right in Isabel's path: Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, Norfolk, Virginia, and Baltimore-Washington International. We called Jim Wimberly, Executive Vice President of Operations for Southwest Airlines. He says his airline took care to move equipment away from the coast before the storm hit.
We have approximately 27 airplanes that would be impacted by the unscheduled movement tonight. And I think we already have homes for those 27 airplanes. Then if the weather conditions permit and if it's safe for our employees, tonight we'll start the planning process to get those airplanes to their scheduled destination, which would be Raleigh-Durham and Norfolk and Baltimore. And hopefully we can start our normal schedule in the morning.
Typically, where have you sent those planes to, the planes that that otherwise would be at BWI or Norfolk or Raleigh-Durham?
Well, in this particular weather event, we've sent some airplanes to our locations in Florida. Some have gone to Islip, New York. Our plan is to have them positioned in cities that are an hour, hour and a half away for our operation in the morning.
This means that tonight a number of crews who thought they would be, or who normally would be spending the night around Baltimore, are instead somewhere, say, in Florida. People are out of place for those 27 planes, I assume.
That's correct. And we've had sufficient time, given the good forecasting of the National Weather Service, to plan for this eventuality. Also, the good news is we have a crew domicile in Baltimore. So even if tomorrow we do have a few flights that are off schedule, we have reserve crews available in Baltimore to help get our operation back into the normal mode.
If the forecasts prove to, or continue to prove to be accurate, when do you think Southwest Airlines service will be back to normal?
Well, a lot depends on not so much the weather conditions. Many times it's contingent upon the condition of the airport, where the roadways, like power, utilities. So we have to consider all those factors before we can make a final decision as to when we will initiate service again.
So you're a satisfied customer as far as the National Weather Service forecast are concerned.
Yeah, they really have made great improvements over their forecasting ability. It really has helped us take care of our customers and maintain the integrity of our schedule with that kind of lead time.
Well, Mr. Wimberly, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
It's Jim Wimberly, who is Executive Vice President of Operations for Southwest Airlines. He spoke to us from Dallas.